Well, it is Super Sunday, and today we're talking about what that means in our life and how we can be all in. Back on the first Sunday of January 2018, we kicked off a series entitled Start, and we just talked about setting a goal for our life, setting a point that we want to reach, something that we want to attain, and getting started in it. And we talked about how important it is to do those things, and sometimes we even need encouragement. How many of you have ever been in a moment where you could use some encouragement? Anybody ever been there? Let's just be honest. Raise your hands this morning if you've ever needed encouragement, right? Well, we all have needed that, and we all appreciate that, and we all need encouragers in our life to help us reach our goals. This morning, I woke up, got a text message a short time later, and it was from someone that encourages me and pours encouragement into my life. And here's what Dan Knoll sent me this morning, okay? He said, Pastor John, as you're getting ready for your message, I just want to encourage you with these words. Matthew recorded the temptation of Jesus with less than 250 words. The 23rd Psalm contains 117 words, and the Lord's Prayer, 66 words. Keep the words few. That was it. Well, you know what? When you stop and look at life, we can go ahead and accomplish a lot with just a few words. And start is just one word that can change your life. You know, there's some things in your life and my life that we probably just need to start. And at the beginning of the year, here's what we said. We said we need to start to love big. What does that mean? That means to trust Jesus with everything that we are and all that we have, to step out and receive His salvation, to step out and receive His love, and decide that we're going to go ahead and return and love other people the way He loves us. I wonder how you're doing with that. You see, sometimes it's easy for us to go ahead and accept Jesus' love. Sometimes it's hard for us to imagine that He loves us in that way. But sometimes it's a real challenge to love other people in a big way, with all of our heart, with all of our soul, with all of our mind directed towards God, so that we can love them as they are. Because you know what? Sometimes people have big problems and big faults. They've got big struggles. And it just makes it a challenge for us to love them just as God created them. Well, you know what? God calls us to love Him in a big way so that we can love them as they are. And that's one of the things we said we need to start. And I just want to ask you today, how are you doing in that area? Have you taken that step? Have you made that decision to accept Jesus' love? Have you made that decision to put your faith and trust in Him? Let me ask you, have you made that decision to go ahead and love other people? Then we talked about this, to start to grow deeper. Just to go ahead and grow deeper in our faith, where we would come to a point where we would take that next step, where we would take that next step in our walk with Him. What does that next step look like? For some, that next step might be this. It might be baptism. Maybe you know Jesus as your Savior, but you've not been baptized. You've not taken that step where you just publicly profess that you're a Christ follower, because that's what baptism really is. It's just a demonstration where you say, okay, Jesus, I've trusted you as my Savior, and now I'm just declaring that I'm following you, and I'm doing that in a public way. Maybe that's a step that you need to take, or maybe to grow deeper in your faith, you've already been baptized, and maybe you need to just begin to read your Bible on a daily basis and pray and develop that relationship with Him. Maybe that next step for you to grow deeper in your faith is to get connected in a life group and to begin to go ahead and build relationships with those around you that can encourage you and help you grow in your faith. Maybe growing deeper is leading you into that next word that we talked about, which was just to serve passionately. We said we need to start and serve passionately. Why? We all have something we can do to make a difference for the kingdom of God. In the Sunday we talked about serving passionately, here's what we said. To serve passionately means that we're going to do something for someone else, for the cause of Christ, for someone else, without expecting anything in return. And how many times can we sign up to do something for someone or something else, especially if we think we're getting something back from it. We can go ahead and we can sign up if we're going to get something out of it. We're willing to commit if there's something in it for us. But when we talked about serving passionately, what we said is we want to start living our life in such a way that we're so committed to Jesus, we're willing to serve other people in his name without expecting anything in return. Maybe today that's what you need to start doing. Maybe that's the next step in your faith and the next step in developing your relationship with Jesus Christ. Last Sunday we said maybe it's time for us to begin to go boldly. Just to start to go boldly. As Isaiah said in Isaiah chapter 6, Lord, here am I, you can send me. Lord, here am I will go for you. I really don't know exactly what you want me to say. I don't know exactly what I'm supposed to tell him at this point, but Lord, I'm willing to tell you right here, right now, that I will go and share your message. And Isaiah would find out it wasn't an easy message. He was in a difficult situation, a difficult time in the nation of Israel. But do you know what Isaiah said? Isaiah said, I will go boldly. Well, today we bring it all together. And we say, it's time for all of us as individuals and as a church on this day to go ahead and make this a Super Sunday in your life and in my life and go all in. You know, some of you are going to be dressed in your favorite team's gear tonight, whether they're in it or not, because it's your routine, right? The Super Bowl is on, and some of you are going to wear a jersey. Some of you probably have a Patriots jersey, and you know what? The blood of Jesus covers that too. It just takes care of it. I mean, it'll be all right. He saves Patriots fans. There's probably a special place in heaven for him, a real special place if you know what I mean. But when you stop and look at life, we'll go ahead and we'll suit up for the Super Bowl that we're not even participating in. Do you know that this is just a random fact that the last 12 of the 13 Super Bowl winners have won while wearing their white jerseys. So guess what color the Patriots are wearing today? They're going to be wearing their white according to all the things that have been revealed. Why? Because that's a superstition. People will get dressed up and they'll base things off of all kinds of things. Today, we're not asking you to be superstitious. We're not asking you to put on a special uniform. What we're asking you to do is come to a place in time where you'll be all in your relationship with Jesus and you'll say, okay, I'll take that next step. I will go ahead and I will begin to live my life for Christ in a way that truly matters. The Apostle Paul was one who knew what it was like to be all in. The Apostle Paul was one who said, you know what, Jesus, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to follow you, and I'm going to go ahead and live my life for you no matter what. The Apostle Paul was one who had been against Jesus and the church. He meets Jesus in kind of like this special moment. The Lord appears unto him and says, man, you are wreaking havoc among the church. Why are you persecuting me? What have I done to you? I've done nothing to you. I've just done things for you. Would you accept my love? Would you accept my sacrifice? And Paul begins to become a follower of Christ, and he never looks back. He was all in from the moment he trusted Jesus. For Paul, it meant that he was going to go ahead and help other Christians reach their full potential. For Paul, it meant that he was going to follow Jesus even when he was inside a prison cell for telling other people about Jesus. You see, Paul said he was going to be all in. And here's the truth. Paul encourages you and I to be all in. In 1 Corinthians chapter 16, here's what we're going to discover in a few short verses. We're going to discover something that's extremely powerful. And here's what Paul says to the church at Corinth. Here's what he says. First of all, he says, you want to be all in. You want to accept the love of Jesus. You want to go ahead and grow deeper in him. You want to serve. You want to live your life for him. You want to go boldly and tell other people about him. Here's what you've got to do. He says, here's what the all-in life really looks like. He says, watch, stand fast in the faith, be brave, be strong. Let all that you do be done with love. Think about that. He just says, watch, stand. I want you to stand in the faith, and I want you to go ahead and be brave, and I want you to be strong in everything that you do. I want you to let it be done with love. Pretty powerful statement. Paul says that's what an all-in life looks like. He said that's what a committed Christ follower looks like. It's one that is watching, one that is going to stand fast in the faith. That's the key. And then he says he's going to be brave, he's going to be strong. Then he says, let all that you do be done with love. But he doesn't stop there. He says, I urge you, brethren, you know the household of Stephanas, that it is the first fruits of Achaia, and that they have devoted themselves to the ministry of the saints, that you also submit to such, and to everyone who works and labors with us. Paul writes and he says, look, this is what it looks like to be all in the faith. He says, we watch, we stand fast in the faith, we're brave, we're strong, everything that we do in love. And then he sums it up in that last verse and he says, would you go ahead and do it together with us? Would you do it together with us? Because this is bigger than just one person. It's bigger than just one local assembly. It's the body of Christ. So could we be all in together? Well, here's what it takes for you and I to live a life that's all in together. The first thing that Paul writes is he gives us this word and he just says, watch. Well, if we could go ahead and think about that for just a moment, what does it mean? I mean, if we're going to watch something in our mind, we kind of look and we say, okay, a watch, it might be something that's a timepiece that you look at, or to watch might be something that you sit in front of and you just kind of look. But Paul writes and he gives us something that's much more important than that. He's not talking about looking at your watch. He's not talking about watching something that's unfolding on a screen or that's unfolding in a real life setting. No. Paul says, I want you to go ahead and be aware of distractions. Be aware of distractions. He says, here's what I want you to do. I want you to be very careful because when you make a decision to go all in, when you go ahead and make a decision to live for Christ, there's going to be some things that compete for your time, some things that compete for your talents, some things that compete for your energy, for your resources, and here's what's going to happen. They will distract you. Paul is writing, and he says, you're trying to follow Christ, and here's what I want to tell you. He says, I want to tell you to watch, and it literally means pay attention because there are things that will creep into your life that will lead you away from Christ. Okay, we don't need a lesson in the Greek this morning. That's the original language that the New Testament was written in. But when Paul uses the word watch, here's literally what he's saying. He's saying there are distractions that will work into your life, and here's what they do. They lead you away from Christ. If we're going to be all in, do you know what we need to do? We need to avoid the distractions that lead us away from Jesus. If we're going to be all in and be everything that he wants us to be, if we're going to say, Jesus, I'm going to love you in a big way so I can love others, I'm going to grow deeper in my faith so that I can know more about you, so that I can go ahead and serve passionately, so that I can go boldly, do you know what we need to do in order to be all in? We need to say, okay, I'm putting the other things that are going to compete with you, I'm putting those things on the sidelines because I don't want to be led away from you. How many times in life do things come into our life that are distractions? You know, a moment ago I told you that in Matthew chapter 4, Matthew used about 220 words to discuss the temptation of Christ. Do you know what Satan did when he came to tempt Jesus? He tried to go ahead and use distractions to lead him off the mark and the purpose and the mission that God had for him. And do you know what Jesus kept doing? Jesus kept coming back to his main purpose, his main focus. He kept coming back to the Word of God. Can I just tell you today that if Satan tries to tempt Jesus, the Son of the living God, with distractions, do you know what he's going to do for your life and my life? He's going to work in distractions. And here's the reality. He's going to work in some good distractions. He's going to work in things that will go ahead and work their way in just a little bit. And pretty soon, you're going to think, wow, that these are good things. There's nothing wrong with these things. And then all of a sudden, what looked good and what looked okay, and what people would say, man, there's really nothing wrong with, all of a sudden, those things begin to lead you away from Christ rather than closer
to Christ. Paul just writes and he says, watch.
He's saying, be alert. Look out for things that are distracting in your life and taking you away from Jesus. Let me ask you something. What's taking you away from loving him more? What's taking you away? What's a distraction that's keeping you from growing deeper in your faith? What's keeping you from serving him passionately? What is the distraction that's taking you off point and not allowing you and empowering you to go boldly and to share your faith with the people that are around you? Because that's what Paul says. One word, watch. Just one word. He says, just watch. You've got to be alert because there's things that will lead you away from Jesus. And sometimes they're good things. They don't put the face of evil on. They're just good things. They're normal things. But they lead you away from Christ. Is there something in your life today that's just leading you away from Christ? Slowly but surely just leading you away? He doesn't stop there. He says, I want you to go ahead and I want you to be aware. He said, I want you to be aware of distractions. I want you to be aware of temptations. Because we're all going to deal with things that will tempt us to move away from Jesus. But then he says this. He says, I want you to be willing to persevere. What's he mean? He says, I want you to be willing to pay a price. He says, to stand fast. To stand fast in the faith. He uses the phrase stand fast or to stand firm, and it literally means to persevere or persist and to move ahead. And here's the challenge. Sometimes we want to be all in for Jesus, and here's what happens. In our effort to be all in for Jesus, we go ahead and other things begin to creep into our life, and we think, okay, I'm watching, I'm awake, I'm alert, I'm paying attention, but then somebody or something creeps in, and it begins to lead us slightly off track, and then we begin to go ahead and slow down. Paul says, look, here's what I want you to do. I want you to stand firm, which means I want you to persevere, but I want you to be moving ahead in your relationship with Jesus. Because he literally means to stand firm. It doesn't mean to stand still. It doesn't necessarily mean to dig your heels in, although that's what he's telling us to do. He's telling us to stand strong, stand fast, dig your heels in, all while moving ahead. What he's saying again is this: don't let something move you from Jesus. Don't let the issues and struggles of life move you away from your commitment to him. And that's a challenge for all of us. He says, I want you to go ahead and be willing to pay a price. I want you to be willing to go ahead and move ahead when it would be easier to stay where you are. When it would be easier to go in another direction. He says, I want you to keep moving ahead, and I want you to be willing to persevere in your faith so that you can continue to move ahead. That's what Paul writes. He says, watch. Pay attention. Look. Always be analyzing your life and looking and making sure there's nothing that's keeping you off course, nothing that's keeping you away from moving ahead with Jesus. Then he says this, I want you to go ahead and be brave and strong in the faith. Brave and strong in the faith. What does he mean? He means not just be committed, but he means be committed, brave, and strong in the faith. Paul says, I want you to watch. And he says, I want you to not only watch, but I want you to go ahead and stand fast. Then he says, in the faith, be brave and strong. So he says, we're going to watch. We're going to pay attention to what's going on, and we don't want to be led off target. We don't want to be led away from Jesus. Now we need to go ahead and dig in our heels and move forward. We need to go ahead and meet the resistance that may come in our life, the struggle that we may face. We need to keep moving ahead and keep pressing towards Jesus, always moving forward. But then he says, I want you to be brave and strong in the faith. What he says is, I want you to be willing to stand alone if needed. But literally, to be brave means that we'll go ahead and show that we're in the faith. It means that we'll go ahead and stand if no one else is standing, and we're going to demonstrate our faith. So he says, I want you to demonstrate your faith in a brave way. Then I want you to go ahead and be strong, to be strengthening your faith. Again, he points to moving ahead. This concept of being all in and saying, okay, I'm going to be all in my walk with Jesus literally means we're not going to let anything keep us from moving ahead with him and knowing more about who he is and what he has for us in this life and the next life. And we're always growing and strengthening our faith in him. Paul says in order for this to happen, we've got to be committed. We've got to be willing to persevere. We've got to be willing to push through. Let me ask you something. Are you willing to stand alone if needed? Because that's what Paul says bravery is. That's literally what he means. Be willing to stand alone if that's what's needed. It's easy to stand with a group. Right? It's easy to be brave in numbers, but Paul is writing and he's encouraging and he's saying, would you be willing to stand alone for Jesus? Will you be willing to do the right thing? Because sometimes the right thing is not the popular thing, but when it comes down to it, it's the only thing that needs to be done, and it's the only thing that we should do, and the question that we need to answer before we get there is, am I willing to go ahead and be brave like that? Am I growing in my faith? He says, I want you to go ahead and be strong in the faith so you can be brave, so that you can go ahead and have that strength. What are you committed to? Because what you're committed to is going to be what you're brave about. And what you're brave about and what you're committed to is going to be what you're willing to go ahead and strengthen your life for and live for. See, when Jesus was tempted and he said, I'm going to keep my eyes on the Father's plan. Do you know what he was doing? He wasn't being led astray. He was saying, ultimately, what I give my attention to is going to be what gets my affection, and what gets my affection is going to influence my decisions and the direction of my life, which ultimately impacts our destination. And what we give our attention and affection to is going to affect our direction, which will go ahead and affect our destination, where we end up in life. And Paul writes, and he says, we got to watch, we've got to pay attention, we've got to be committed, we've got to be brave and strong in the faith. And all the while, he's asking us subtle questions by writing it this way. What are we committed to? What are we willing to be brave for? What are we strengthening in our life? The word that he uses for faith is to be totally convinced of. You see, some of us have a faith in Jesus, but we're not necessarily totally convinced that Jesus is the answer. Sometimes we think that Jesus is the answer for salvation, but through life's struggles and life's opportunities and life's challenges, we think that Jesus is an option, someone that we can look to in the midst of a moment where we run out of answers. But the truth is this, when Paul says, stand in the faith, when he says, be committed in the faith, when he says, put your hope in Jesus so that you can be brave and be strong. What Paul is saying is we need to be absolutely convinced that Jesus is the answer. You see, when we begin to ask ourselves a question, what are we committed to? What are we brave about? What are we strengthening? All of those are indicators of what we really are committed to. So maybe today we need to ask ourselves this question. Am I really all in for Jesus? Am I really willing to be all in for him? Am I willing to go ahead and love big? Am I willing to grow deeper? Am I willing to serve passionately? Do I really want to go boldly? Because that's what Jesus tells us to do over and over and over. And that's what Paul is telling us to do in this passage of Scripture. Don't let anything take you away from Jesus, because he is the one that can handle everything. He's not only the primary influencer of lives, he is the ultimate influencer of lives, and we need to be convinced and convicted that he is the answer for everything that we need. He wraps it all up and he tells and he says, look, you remember Stephanus and some others, they've come and they've blessed us, and you were a part of that,
But here's what I want you to remember. I want you to be willing to go ahead and realize that this is a together effort. This is a together moment. He said, as they have helped us and you have helped us, let's join in and do that together. He says that you also submit to such and everyone who works and labors with us. He says, follow that example. What's he saying? He said they were loving, they were devoted, and serving together. You know what all in means? It means that we're loving, that we're devoted, and that we're serving together. Paul says, do all you do with love. Be devoted to Jesus. Serve and share the faith and hold nothing back. Because that's what it means to labor with us. It means to hold nothing back. Paul says, come alongside of us and hold nothing back. What would your life look like if you began to be all in for Jesus and you said, I'm going to love, I'm going to be completely devoted, and I'm going to hold nothing back? Think about that. Think about that for just a moment. What would it begin to look like? When I look at this sheet of paper that you have that just outlines how you can take next steps and how you can go ahead and get involved. When I begin to look at this, I ask myself this question: what does it look like for me to love big? For me to love big, that's just accepting Jesus for who he is. I want to encourage you to look at your little sheet of paper right now with me. And just take a look at it. What would your life look like right now if you began to say, okay, Jesus, you demonstrated your love for me, so here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to accept that. I need to know more about salvation. Maybe that's you today. Maybe that's exactly what you need to accept that love big. Maybe you already know Jesus as your Savior, but maybe you would say, when we talk about loving big, it means for me loving God and my neighbors a little bit more. Maybe that's the step that you need to take, because that's what Paul said. Paul said, look, we're going to watch. We're going to follow Jesus and his example. We're not going to let anything lead us astray from him. And then he says, remember, we're loving and we're devoted and we're doing this together. It's not just about you or me. It's not just about one little place in God's kingdom. It's about a greater work, a greater opportunity to make a difference, not only in our community, but around the world as we labor together with the body of Christ. Maybe it's to love big. Maybe for you and love big, it's salvation, or maybe you've taken that step and it's loving God and your neighbor. Maybe grow deeper. Let me ask you something. Have you accepted Christ and followed him in baptism? Maybe when it comes to grow deeper, maybe that's what you need to do. Maybe it's baptism is your next step. Maybe it's Bible study and prayer that will keep you focused on Jesus. Maybe that's what you need to check. We want you to go ahead and do this so that we can help you grow deeper, so that we can give you resources, so that we can provide opportunities, because we want you to take another step. Maybe it's a life group. Can I just encourage you to get involved in a life group? Be a part of a group of people who in a lot of aspects are just like you. They've got questions about the Bible. They don't have every answer, but they're growing in their faith, and you can go ahead and grow in your faith with them. Maybe it's a serve team. Paul said, come along and labor with us. You know, one of the challenges in the local church, and I don't just mean our church, I mean the church as a whole, is there's a lot of people who want to go ahead and attend. But there's not a lot of people who want to jump in and follow the example of Jesus and be the servant that we're called to be. To get in and get our hands dirty, and to be willing to go ahead and help where help is needed, and to be willing to go ahead and sometimes get in a messy situation in life and help someone struggle through. And I can tell you this, we are blessed beyond measure here, and I am thankful, because our percentage of people that pitch in and do things and serve is incredible in so many aspects. But we don't ever need to come to a place and say, wow, Pastor John said we're kind of incredible in this area and we offset the norm. Let's just continue to go forward. Get involved. Maybe a serve team is there for you. Maybe it's sharing your faith. Maybe it's the step of giving. Maybe giving's a struggle for you, and maybe giving is the next step that you need to take.
Well, we talk about serve passionately, and there's a list of teams that we want you to look at and consider being a part of. The majority of them, you can go ahead and check today and say, hey, I want to get signed up. I want to help in this area. And you can begin to grow deeper in your faith by becoming a part of a serve team. All kinds of opportunities there listed front and back. Maybe for you, you would say, I'm somebody that's in the background and I don't want to be out in the forefront. There's all kinds of background options. Maybe you say, I've got this specific talent and I don't see it listed there. I want to encourage you to write it in and tell us what that specific talent is, and we'll find a way to go ahead and help you use it. Maybe you're one who says, man, I really like telling people about Jesus. I like participating in opportunities. I'm willing to go boldly. Not only would I do that here in our community, I'll go overseas and do that, or I'll go other places in our nation and do that. I'm interested in that. Maybe that's go boldly in missions and outreach. I don't know what your next step is, but I can tell you this, we all have a next step. And what it looks like for us to be all in right here in this place is to go ahead and say, okay, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to love Jesus because Jesus loved me. I'm going to accept his gift of salvation. I'm going to do the best I can to love other people. I want to grow deeper in my faith. I want to go ahead and serve passionately because God has given me gifts that other people may or may not have, but I can come alongside and I can help them and I can work with them. And I want to go boldly. I want to share my faith. You see, we've got a lot of great opportunities for us to be all in about. But in order for us to be all in, we need to be all in together. Paul said, watch. Don't let anything lead you away from a relationship with Jesus Christ. Keep your eyes on him. Keep looking to him. Stay close to him. Grow deeper in your faith. Serve. Paul said, come labor with us. Serve. That's what it looks like to be all in. And Paul said, look, we're going to devote ourselves to this and do it with love. Today, I hope that you'll make it a day where you go all in and you say, Jesus, I want to be committed to you and I want to continue to take steps in my relationship with you. Would you bow your heads with me for just a moment? In just a moment, we're not going to do a come forward invitation this morning, but we are going to have an opportunity to respond. Just a moment as we prepare for our opportunity to respond. Maybe today you're not certain that you know Jesus Christ as your Savior. You've heard about Jesus. You know that Jesus died, but you don't quite understand it, and you would like more information about it, and you would say, John, that's my next step. If that's you today, here's what I want you to do. Right where you are, right where you are, I want you to know that Jesus loves you and Jesus gave his life for you, and he would love nothing more than for you to place your faith in him right here, right now. So right here, right now, if you've never trusted Jesus, the best you know how, right from your heart to the heart of God, just pray a simple prayer like this. Dear Jesus, I need you to forgive me of my sins, and I'm inviting you to be my Savior. Please help me to trust you, and please help me to learn more about you. In Jesus' name. You see, if you pray a simple prayer like that, I promise you, it's not the prayer that you pray, it's the faith and the trust that you put in Jesus that saves you. So today, if that's what you needed to do and you did, I want to welcome you to the family of God, but more importantly, I want to invite you to stay around because we'd love to give you a resource or two that would help you learn more about Jesus, that would help you grow in him. Maybe you're here today, and as we talked about some of those next steps at the conclusion of the message, maybe today you would say, John, some of those things spoke to my heart. I need to start Bible study and prayer daily. I want to encourage you, right where you are, to make up your mind that you're going to take those steps. I'm going to give you an opportunity to do that in about 20 seconds. I'm just going to take those steps. You go ahead and take them. You let us know the steps that you want to go ahead and take and participate in, and we want to help you take those steps. So today, right where you are, this is an invitation time for you to look at that piece of paper right now. It doesn't need to be loud. It doesn't need to be distracting to the people around you. It's you and the Lord looking at that sheet of paper through His eyes, through His leading. You go ahead and you take a moment right now and begin to look through that sheet of paper and to say, okay, this is what I want to do. The band's going to play softly. You've got an opportunity to go ahead and look at that and say, this is how I want to participate. I want you to go ahead and do that right now. In fact, they'll go ahead and sing the song. If you know the words and want to sing along right where you are, you can do that. But the most important thing you can do right now is just to go ahead and look down through there and say, these are the steps that I'm going to take.
Lord, take these hands. I know they're empty, but with you I can. Be used for beauty in your perfect plan. All I am is yours. Lord, take these feet. I know they stumble, but you use the weak. You use the humble, so please use me. All I am is yours. I give you all my life. I'm letting it go. A living sacrifice. No longer my own. All I am is yours. All I am is yours. I give you
back to that song in just a moment. We're going to sing it together. Right where you are today, maybe there's a step that's on your heart that you need to take, and it's just not listed there, as I said a moment ago. I want you to write that in. I want you to do what you can to explain it, to share it, a need that's in your life. We want to know about it. I want you to put your name down at that bottom, the basic contact information. Just a little bit, you'll be able to drop it in the offering plate, because we want to help you take those steps. It's great for us to write down steps that we need to take so that we make it plain. It's also great for us to share those with people that are around us so that we can have a little bit of accountability, because we all need it. We just want to help you take that next step or next steps. So whatever it might be, you write that down, you share it. The band's going to lead us in that song, and we're going to go ahead and sing it together, and then we're going to close this invitation time in prayer.